This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A state of emergency now in effect for Puerto Rico as Tropical Storm Dorian is moving towards the island and towards hurricane strength as well. The National Hurricane Center says there's a chance the storm could hit Puerto Rico as a minimal hurricane later today or tomorrow. The Southeast U.S. is then on alert for a possible impact by the weekend. After just completing 3 weeks of radiation treatment for her latest bout with cancer, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was out yesterday receiving an honorary degree at the University of Buffalo School of Law, where she told the audience,
"It was beyond my wildest imagination that I would one day become the notorious RBG."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer, state laws apply.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A 21-month-old child is dead after being left in a hot car in Indiana. Police in Hendricks County say the girl's family came home from church on Sunday and thought someone had taken the toddler out of the car. Meanwhile, there's a court appearance today for the New York City dad whose twin babies died after they were left in a hot car. Juan Rodriguez claims he forgot to drop off his 2 1-year-olds at daycare last month, accidentally leaving them in the vehicle all day as he was at work in the Bronx. Pop singer Taylor Swift winning the top prize at last night's MTV Video Music Awards, the music video of the year for You Need to Calm Down. As she was accepting the prize, she was slamming the White House for not responding to a petition asking it to support the so-called Equality Act.
I want to thank everyone who signed that petition because it now has 500,000 signatures, which is 5 times the amount that it would need to warrant a response from the White House.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Missing for over a week now, the active search for 2 missing firefighters off the coast of Florida has been suspended by the Coast Guard. But relatives are not giving up hope. The family of a missing Florida firefighter, one of the 2, speaking out as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The family of missing Florida firefighter Brian McClooney are remaining hopeful that he and his friend will be found. McClooney and Virginia firefighter Justin Walker disappeared during a fishing trip in Fort Canaveral nearly 2 weeks ago. McClooney's wife, Stephanie, says she is hopeful the U.S. Coast Guard may be able to find the missing men in their normal search patterns.
They are more likely to find something in their natural, regular search patterns, patrol patterns. If they found one slice of evidence, it would reactivate everything.
McClooney's mother and brother were thankful for the hundreds of volunteers and the service members for their efforts to look for the 2 missing men.
The Chicago Teachers Union is getting ready for a possible strike as the CTU has begun a 30-day clock for the potential work stoppage, rejecting a panel's recommendations yesterday in contract negotiations with Chicago Public Schools. The offer would have raised pay by 16% over 5 years. And Costco's opening its first store in China today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Live. You know, in the midst of all this, we have technocracy ever invading our daily lives. And it is the modern day Trojan horse that continues to take over. And here we are, we're worried about Nancy Pelosi and Omar. And, you know, words like the fundamental transformation of America. All these forces that are coming against this constitutional republic, and what are you doing about it? Are you aware that's even happening? Well, this is why we have Patrick Wood with us. He's a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission. You may have heard of that before. Their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. Yes, it exists, and you better believe that they continue to push and progress every day to that end. Patrick Wood, good to have you with us. How are you, sir? Okay, I guess we're still waiting for Patrick. All right, I'm sorry, go ahead, Brad, update me. He should, hey, Patrick, are you there? Maybe is he on mute? Okay, let's see, we got a little slight interruption. See, so much about, so much for technocracy. You know, here we are talking about the technocratic, you know, march here. And sometimes we just have to deal, you know, with everyday technology that sometimes, you know, just slaps us in the face just to remind us that, hey, it exists. And what can I tell you? So let me know when we're able to get reconnected with him. Standing by for Patrick Wood. Is he here now? Patrick? Nope, I guess not. All right. We've got lots to talk about with Patrick. We're going to talk about the battle and pushback over 5G rollout. That is heating up. We hear a lot about 5G. No, it's just around the corner. We understand that China may be beyond the curve of the United States, and there is some concern that with Huawei, their major, you know, telecom giant, that they have a leg up on us and regarding 5G, and a lot of discussion as to is this going to be safe? You know, what kind of health concerns should we have as, you know, 5G providers, of course, are calling it all conspiracy theories, you know, along with your 5G. Welcome to your tinfoil hat, so to speak. You know how that goes. We get that thrown at us time and again whenever we're asking, you know, critical questions about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And again, I want to encourage everybody that in a world that is pushing to dumb us down so that they can have our way with us, I'm talking about those that feel like they're elitist and, you know, that, you know, everyday people. You know, they don't know what they're doing, and you know, they don't even understand what it means to have a government of, for, by, we the people. And you know, and you know, that's just, it's a nice saying, but it's all elastic and all interpretive. And so why should we, you know, why should we worry much about that? Because they are in control, and we need them. You know, we need to overpay them, overcompensate them, because you know, they're just so much allegedly smarter And these are the people that paid, maybe they're the small percentage of people who got a good return on investment on this overpriced, college, university, degree that they have. They want to lord it over us. Huh, go figure, huh? Let me see here. I can't, I guess we're still trying to connect with, with Patrick, and we're not being quite successful here, so I will continue to talk until somehow we find out what's going on. As we used to say in our broadcasting school, we had to take this electronic class, and we had to do this troubleshooting. My dad was an electronic engineer, so you can imagine this, all right? And so he knew about all this. He knew, what happens when you flip a switch. I mean, for me, I flip a switch, the light goes on, I feel, hey, success, it works. Like here, you flip a switch and there's Patrick Wood. And so now you flip a switch and there isn't Patrick Wood. So, you just tolerate until all of a sudden we get connected here. But nonetheless, I ramble on here, so forgive me. But what we're trying to accomplish here in this conversation with you is to bring you up to date on, what is going on and the pushback by these elites that want us to be dumbed down so that they can have their way with us. But little do they know, the everyday man and woman has a lot more character and strength of said character than they imagined. And we are pushing back, and we will continue to push back, because this is not their country. This is our country. This is the people's country. If you remember, much to the disdain of the mainstream media, when Donald Trump announced once again, of all people, that Donald Trump, here's this multi-gazillionaire, who won the presidency, shocking everybody because the mainstream media, again, lied. I mean, they had us believing that Hillary Clinton was, she was all ready for her coronation, that it was 1,000,000 to 1. I mean, she was going to win. There was just no way that Donald Trump. And then look what happened. Donald Trump surprises them. For many of us that saw what was happening on the campaign trail, we had to reconcile what the news was saying to us, right? And we'd say, well, gosh, it looks like he should be the one to win. We hope that he's got it under control. I know several times I'd said, well, the game is all about the Electoral College. Hopefully that's what he's doing. Well, Donald Trump, much to the dismay of many, is a lot smarter than what they give him credit for. He knew the game. He knew what it took to win. And, it wasn't about who got the most hits. It was who scored the most runs, right? Just a basic thing that you would hope that you would do when you're playing any kind of game. You got to know what the rules are and what it takes to win. And he was smart enough to figure that out. And, of course, he wins. She loses. And now you have everybody that has been buying into the narrative of the mainstream media their heads are exploded, because that wasn't supposed to happen. They were all preconditioned that here it is, on the heels of having the first, black American president, we were going to celebrate the first female president. Hallelujah. And how did that work out for everybody? And are you glad the way things worked out? Or are you still, is your head still exploded? Are you still brain bruised over all this stuff to realize what Donald Trump has exposed to this country? The kind of corruption that was taking place, not only the mainstream media, for them, absolutely deceiving the American people to the degree that they did. And all this collusion, all this stuff that has been going on, and I'm grateful for Judicial Watch, you hear me say this time and again, for all their hard work, and others, investigative reporters that have been, continuing to fight the good fight on behalf of we the people, Sarah Carter, John Solomon. I mean, the list is absolutely stellar. And they continue to report these things that the mainstream media don't want to touch. I mean, even this latest one about Ilhan Omar. And now this has been around for a while, and people say, oh, this is kind of conspiratorial. And if there was any, credence to this, then first of all, how could she have been elected to office? But and we're not talking, a Barack Obama birth certificate here. I mean, this is a little bit more brazen. And that is that Judicial Watch has documentation so severe that it's hard to deny that she was actually married to her brother. And there was some scams, several scams involved. not only for her marriage, tax evasion, also some acquisition. I mean, you think that Elizabeth Warren has her stories about appropriation. Well, there's also some acquisition of college tuition loans that is now, you know, it doesn't even have to, it's so obvious it doesn't even have to be under the microscope, according to Judicial Watch. That's my interpretation, by the way. We've got more coming up. Stay with us right here.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
you were wondering whether or not we were live, but we're so live, it's obvious. Just case in point, right? This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by Sovereign Laboratories, the makers of Colostrum LD. Outstanding product, I got to tell you. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on their banner ad right there on the website, and get back on the road to health. You are definitely going to feel the difference. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, as we continue to come to you fresh and independent. Patrick Wood is connected. Yes, he is connected. Yes, the world-famous technocrat of all things. I mean, it is rich with irony, is it not? With all this technocracy flying around, that we cannot seem to get a handshake with our telephonic devices here.
That's right. We're here, though.
We're here. All right, let's talk, speaking of telephonic devices, we're hearing a lot about the 5G rollout. China seems to be ahead of the curve here. Where is America in all this? Because there seems to be, a lot of pushback and misunderstanding, with the 5G rollout. And I know you've been, having webinars and you've been going out and talking about 5G. Where are we?
Yes, there is a 5G summit being aired this week, as a matter of fact, called the 5G Awareness and Accountability Summit. I have a link at the top of my website, technocracy.news, if anybody wants to plug into it. It's free this week. It's a free viewing, so it doesn't cost anything. But there was an article just the other day by the Wall Street Journal that noted all of the pushback around among cities and citizens around the country. Many city ordinances are being created that are blocking the FCC and the rollout of 5G. And the Wall Street Journal, of course, spins the article in a way that, all those complaints are real, but basically it's all one big conspiracy theory. All those people out there, they got nothing to worry about, but they're all worked up because the internet is the whirligig. They call it a whirligig of conspiracy theories. And it just makes you crazy, Bill. That's all I can say.
What is the reality? What concern should we have over 5G? We know that, it is going to be ripping fast, but what concern should we have about it?
There's two. The main concern amongst most people is the health effects. There has been absolutely no testing. Even in congressional testimony, leaders of these companies, they know there's no studies anywhere. There's no industry's not promoting any studies on 5G or any kind of EMF, radiation. Mm-hmm. And this is absolutely ridiculous. That's a real concern of a lot of people. Say, well, why won't they do testing? What's the problem with doing some testing on this? Well, they don't want to do testing because then, that might show up something that would slow up the progress. What's going to happen, Bill, if 5G is successful and it really gets rolled out, it's going to create, that's not the right word. It's going to light up the Internet of Things. That is everything that connects together, that talks to each other. And, like whether it be cameras or license plate readers or your phone or your refrigerator or your smart TV or whatever, everything's going to talk to each other, and everything's going to talk back to a central place as well. This will allow real-time data access for data to be pumped into artificial intelligence programs. There's never been a real-time data feed before in the history of the world. But 5G is different. It's almost miraculous. It's reduced the speed of initiating a handshake down to almost nothing. So it's like sitting in a room with two computers connected with fiber optic cable. You can't get any faster than that. You hit the enter key on one, and before your finger even knows it hit the key, the other machine's already received the communication.
So and processing. This is the bigger danger. That's amazing.
Yes, this is the bigger danger in my mind. They're salivating over creating this real-time network of communications between things. And that will include autonomous automobiles and, everything else you can think of that connects. One leader said, if it can connect, it will.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah. So, but what is it going to do? I mean, people are concerned, health concern-wise. I mean, we're going to start cooking our brains here, and oncologists around the world are going to be, have a windfall profit because we've cooked our brains?
Well, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen with the health effects, but here's my probably personal concern is none of the other towers are coming down. They're not. This is not going to replace everything that's already there. You've got 3G, you've got 4G and LTE, all those mushroom towers that are hanging around your city today about every mile apart. Those aren't going away. This is going to be another layer on top of all that. So, you know, at what point do you reach a toxic stew limit, you know, where you've got all this microwave stuff floating around? There's already been enough documented risk with 4G towers. And now 5G is going to come in, and they're putting them in, you know, at a much denser ratio. So the likelihood of your home being really, really close to one of these 5G transmitters is going to be pretty high. They're placing them about every 1,500 to 2,000 feet apart.
Mm-hmm. And what does it do by way of the RF? How much more RF does that put out?
Well, it's a different frequency for 5G. The 4G and 3G operated on a much lower frequency. The 5G is operating on what they call a millimeter wave. And that's a higher frequency for one. It is the frequency, by the way, that is used in a microwave oven. And that's why, you know, people get the thought, well, Joe, is it going to fry our brain like putting it in a microwave? Maybe.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, either that or you just put your bag of popcorn on top of your 5G phone and, you know, you got microwave popcorn here, huh?
Well,
just teasing.
I'm going to try that as soon as I see a phone. It's possible. But, the thing is, most people sense that this cannot be a good thing. You know, knee-jerk reaction, hey, man, let's do some testing. Come on. You know?
Right, exactly.
And of course,
now with Patrick, with China ahead of the curve on everybody, you got to know the pressure's on. That's why they don't want to do the small ball stuff because, they're running behind and the race is on and they've tried to clip Huawei's wings here, but not successfully, and they're marching forward.
Well, there is a race on. I think it's a false race. I don't think anybody really declared a race except the president. But, you know, whenever you tell two people that you're going to have a race, everybody gets excited, you know. Oh, boy, we've got a race. Gotta beat the other guy. Well, China is in China. China is not here. I could care less about China. But what's happening in our country?
Well, they got plenty of people there. I guess they can, incidental casualties along the 5G rollout for them is, that's population control, I guess.
That's right, and you'll never hear anything about it. But, you know, by next year, they say they're going to have 600 million cameras in China. That's one camera for every 2.5 people. And they're all going to be connected to a facial recognition database, you know, a central artificial intelligence-type database where they can keep track on everyone. Do we want this in America? I don't think so. I can't imagine.
Isn't Google doing all the science on this?
Well, yes, they are.
It'll be an easy deal for them to say, okay, we got China 2.0 ready to roll out here in America.
And it's already, and honestly, it's already rolling out in many industries right now. There's just an article I posted on Technocracy News, I think it was just even yesterday, that Silicon Valley is creating the social credit system as we speak right now.
Yes, exactly.
They're selling it to big companies that want to have that kind of system.
And what will that do, Patrick, the social credit system?
Well, we're looking at scientific dictatorship, Bill. This is the ultimate total control system that will enable social engineering to where they can tell you or nudge you in a direction to get you to do what they want you to do.
This is amazing. Patrick Wood, always keeping us up to date. Look forward to ongoing reports, Patrick. How can people be in touch with you?
Technocracy.news is my website where everything is contained, from books to articles to stories to videos to podcasts, you name it. That's it, technocracy.news.
Patrick Wood. Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it.
You heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing? Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now says he'd be willing to meet with the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, if the circumstances are right. He said so at a news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron at the end of the G7 summit. The president saying that Iran has tremendous potential if it would simply end its nuclear ambitions. Tropical storm Dorian continues to threaten parts of the Caribbean, including Puerto Rico. Dave Warren of Miami's CBS TV affiliate says a lot could change in the next few days, though, and the southeast U.S. needs to stay alert.
Even if it does lose some of that intensity moving over Haiti and the Dominican Republic, it's then going over some very warm water as it approaches the southeast here.
Severe thunderstorms did a lot of damage in the Oklahoma City area last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-245-7941. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-245-7941. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-245-7941. That's 800-245-7941.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know about the show. And right now, we're going to talk about being in the market for your first car. Okay? Think of nothing but the freedom and adventures that await you on the open road. And for many, buying a new car may be your first major financial purchase in a very exciting time. However, with so many vehicle options, the process can be daunting. But before you put the pedal to the metal, okay, make sure you anticipate any roadblocks that could leave your automotive dreams in the rearview mirror, as they say. James Bell is going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about some tips and things that you should know about, the do's and don'ts on the process that'll help you find your new set of wheels in a very positive, experiential sort of way. James Bell is the auto industry veteran and director of corporate communications with Kia Motor of America. James, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, Bill. Thank you so much for taking the time and having me on.
No, hey, this is awesome. Because, hey, look, at you know, we remember what it was like when we bought our first cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how did your experience go? Did yours go according to Hoyle, or, you learned a lot from that first experience?
Yeah, well, what you do is you learn that maybe the thing that's going to make you look cool or think you're going to look cool is not always the wise choice. That when you're on a tighter budget, as you would be when you're looking for your first car. There's a lot of things that we all kind of blissfully ignore, such as insurance cost over time, or expected maintenance, or fuel efficiency. All these little boring parts that are easily washed away when you start to get the romance of looking at that car and saying, this could be my escape pod. I'm excited about this.
Exactly. Well, for me, maybe because the first car that I purchased, it was perfect. It just was one of those perfect experiences. It was a great car. So the down and experiential part of the bad side of it came when I bought the second car. Just exactly as you said, I bought cool. I didn't buy practical, and I learned the hard way after the fact. So as I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference, and it definitely did for me on that second purchase.
Yeah, experience is invaluable, and that's why I think it's important to just kind of stand back and say, consider a few things before you shop. Things that, again, are not exciting, not sexy, not emotionally engaging, but will become very engaging, especially to your pocketbook, if you don't at least take them into consideration in advance.
Well, what are you finding in terms of the type of car that is the most popular amongst first-time buyers now, and why?
Well, the crossover craze continues to grow. I mean, you just look at every auto show here in the last 4 or 5 years, and there's a preponderance of crossovers, both big and small, that are being introduced to the marketplace well before any new sedans. That's where the taste is right now in the automotive world. So we see that also in first-time buyers who are either looking at a new car, looking for something with that full warranty, that new car smell, all that kind of thing, or in the used car side as well, coming out of a lease, maybe a crossover vehicle that you couldn't afford new. It becomes an opportunity when used. So we do see that crossover space continuing to grow, but at the same time, that makes sedans a fantastic opportunity, especially for a first-time buyer.
Exactly.
Sedans kind of have a bit of a sour taste in some consumers' mouths, but that's only because it's fashion. It's only on trend right now to look more at the crossover kind of vehicle space. But sedans, in many cases, offer you better fuel efficiency because they're obviously smaller and less frontal area to push against when you're driving down the highway when it comes to aerodynamics and so forth. You're looking at trunk space, which is, in many cases, in today's modern sedans, as big, if not bigger, than maybe a smaller crossover. And you can close the trunk lid, and so nobody, no prying eyes are peeking at your things. So there's a big safety component there, too. And they're just so much more comfortable than sedans maybe of the past. So it's a funny balance when you're talking to a new car buyer because, I fully respect considering first and foremost where the vehicle trend lines are, but maybe going away from that trend is going to get you a newer car, better warranty, better cost of ownership that's in the sedan space as opposed to just following the trend.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what's the most important thing that they should keep in mind when looking for a new vehicle?
I think it's about taking time before you go and start to become entranced with that new car smell and the looks and how you think you're going to be seen when you're driving down the road in it, and the kind of fun you're going to have. Before you get into any of those emotional sides, just really stop and check yourself and say, what am I going to be doing with this vehicle? Is it going to be just me driving on a solo commute? Is it going to be me picking up friends on weekends? Is it going to be me going to the beach, to the mountains, to the lake? What are you going to really do with the vehicle? And I think many people, you and I included, would be surprised. I mean, our vehicles right now, Bill, are sitting in a parking lot somewhere. They're not doing a darn thing. And so I think you really need to consider, we all kind of feel like, well, I need to get that go-anywhere, do-anything type vehicle. And then you end up kind of paying a price for that because all you're really doing with it is going back and forth to work or to school or so forth. So I think you really need to stop and say, what's my real day-to-day going to be with this vehicle? And then shopping according to that as opposed to just, I think I'll be cool if I have this vehicle.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're talking with James Bell. He's the Director of Corporate Communications at Kia Motors America. He oversees communications, strategy, media relations, internal communications, and corporate social responsibility efforts. James, let's talk budget.
budget, you know, what factors should we consider?
Well, that's another one that's that requires some very clear and honest thinking. And people often go shopping for a car and think, okay, well, how much can I afford per month? That is the flat wrong way to buy a vehicle. What you need to consider is what are going to be all of the costs of this vehicle added up over the course of 12 months or 2 years or 3 years, however long you're going to own the vehicle, and then make an assumption on what best fits your budget from there. So yes, that monthly price, you know, if you're leasing or financing the vehicle, that's obviously important, but fuel efficiency, huge factor. We don't know where fuel prices are going to go. If they suddenly jump to, you know, $4 or $5 a gallon, and you've got a vehicle with a big V6 engine in it, and you're just commuting, that's going to hurt your budget. That's going to mean, you know, less dinners and lunches out and with your friends. Insurance.
Yeah, that's money right off the top right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, get yourself into your insurance agent as well and say, hey, I'm considering these three or four different vehicles based on my driving record and age and location and so forth. What's going to be the wisest choice for me? And maintenance. You know, there's plenty of research tools available online that can give you a rough assumption of what the vehicle is going to cost to maintain over time. That's also a huge component to take into consideration. If you're buying a new car, you're going to have a warranty, obviously. If you're buying something that's used, then that maintenance is going to be your problem. And if this car that you're looking at is known to have, you know, a certain mechanical issue that needs to be addressed over time, or parts are more expensive than from brand A versus brand B, well, think that stuff through. Again, it's all about, you know, balancing the emotional excitement of getting that new vehicle to you, but then doing it in a way that 6 months from then you don't think, ugh, I made a mistake.
Exactly. Got about a minute left here, so a couple of quick questions, and that is, you know, as you mentioned, the dynamic tension between finding a practical and a cool car. Is there such a thing to find both, and where can our audience go for more information?
Well, yeah, practical and cool is easy to do if you really, again, if you stop and do your research and think through what you were going to really be doing with the vehicle. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that, as you said at the start, I work for Kia Motors, and we are really proud and pleased with our lineup of vehicles that I think are both very practical and very cool. So an easy place to check them out would be at Kia.com. We've got a new vehicle out called the Kia Soul. Well, it's not new, but there's a brand new version of it, which I think basically defines practical and cool. So if any new buyers are out there listening, I would suggest checking out the all-new 2020 Kia Soul. It really hits all those marks very, very well.
Well, some great tips brought to you by James Bell, Director of Corporate Communications at Kia Motors America. James, hey, thank you for the help. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
From the creators of War Room.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
The Kendrick brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Do I have a season with one runner?
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you?
When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Now playing. Starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and Sherry Rigby. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, visit overcomermovie.com.
Is that?
That's Hannah.
Run, Hannah!
Are you occasionally stressed? Feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Rachel Alexander joins us now, senior editor at The Stream. Miss Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Always good to have you here. As a former gun magazine editor, you and I should have been talking about all this uproar about gun control, and particularly as it relates to these mass shootings that take place. I mean, whenever anything like this happens, everybody gets excited, emotional, they just want to do something. And in one part, you can't blame the sentiment, but on the other part, we got to say, look, we need to take a step, take a breather here, and let's talk about something that will really work. And you write that, you know, gun control laws fail to stop the recent mass shootings, and these new laws that they're proposing won't do much either. If anything, it'll only just maybe take a little bit of the edge off our psychology. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, they're proposing these new red flag laws, and they're bringing up universal background checks again, and it wouldn't have stopped these two mass shootings we just had. It's not going to stop future mass shootings because people who illegally, you know, murder people, they don't care about the law. They will go around the law. They will get their guns illegally, no matter how many laws are in place.
Yeah, and that's not some theory. I mean, this is just, it's practical reasoning, and we see it time and time again. I mean, how do you expect, you know, criminals to be law-abiding? And you and I have discussed this, you know, case in point is what's happening at our southern border. People break the laws to come in, and then suddenly the demarcation of a property line suddenly makes them, adherent to the law?
Yeah, no, if you're going to break the law, you're going to do it no matter what. And, you know, you're always going to have evil people in society. You're going to always have people who, you know, commit wrongdoing. I don't know, these liberals seem to have this idealistic view that eventually we're going to get rid of all crime and everyone's going to be good. But that's not man's nature. Man's nature is to sin. And so, you know, you try as hard as you can to prevent the sins from happening, but you're never going to, you know, get rid of them 100%.
Exactly. Well, this is a moral issue, and this is what we've talked about many times on this show. In fact, we were talking with a former congressman, and he was going on and on about, you know, the thing that needed the this one thing would be the linchpin to this, and I had to stop him. I said, with all due respect, this is a moral issue. I mean, until America looks inside itself and does something about its own moral standing, this really, and even then, as you say, evil is something that is, it cohabitates with good people. It's just the way, it's the way this world is right now, and there's just not enough laws that will eradicate evil, because when you look around the world, you tell me where murder is not taking place because there was an elimination of guns altogether.
And you can look at the factors that contribute to people being bad and try to fix those factors instead of just putting a Band-Aid on the problem later with gun control. You know, one of the things that these last, 26 mass shootings all had in common, 25 out of 26 of the last mass shootings, there was no father in the young man's life. So
right.
You have to get at the root of the problem. And, you know, another problem is violent video games, teaching these young men, you know, desensitizing them to violence.
What is it with these sociologists here that think that, you know, that's just a bunch of conservative talk, people, you know, overstating, you know, the situation, video games have no effect? Come on. I mean, we have known forever, at least we've been taught that you are what you think. You know, what impacts your thought process? And I got to believe, especially if you're spending the amount of time that some of these kids are spending in video games, and it's all about destruction and death and murder, why would you not act that out? Why the disconnect? Why people want to believe differently when the data would seem to indicate that this is a natural transition and consideration?
I think it's because the liberals don't want to be judgmental towards parenting behavior. You know, they just don't ever want to criticize, you know, how people are raising their kids, because that would be mean and anything goes. And, you know, they don't want to admit that, you know, you need things like Christian values to help, you know, keep people on the right path, you know.
Right.
So they're very judgmental, amoral. That's the way they operate.
And it's a fantasy land, because if there was any credence to their policies, there would be a causal effect. But we see no causal effect, do we, Rachel?
No. I mean, it's not working. Their gun control policies aren't working. Their amoral attitudes aren't working. You know, the kids are just turning out more and more violent, you know, using the approach that they want. So I don't see why we would give them more credence and pass more gun control laws.
I agree. Well, let's talk about another column that you wrote about, and that is we have been concerned about voter manipulation, bias, particularly from the media. And, boy, based on two Google insiders, they're exposing more bias against conservatives from Google. Here we are chasing the Russian, what has become the Russian hoax, for the last 2+ years. And meanwhile, Google has made it clear, by telling everybody in the company they're not going to stand for Donald Trump getting reelected.
Yeah, this is really terrifying. You're having more and more of these former Google employees who end up getting fired or put on administrative leave, coming out under with their names and saying, you know, what they're seeing. And one of the engineers produced documentation showing that they want to influence the election and that they don't want to have Trump elected again, that they're going to be getting involved in the 2020 election. He talks about how Google's algorithms are really biased. They, you know, they act like they're just some computer-generated thing, but somebody has to program them, and you can program them so you have more left-wing sites show up when somebody does a search.
Exactly. Well, and you have case in point here is Mitch McConnell's campaign Twitter account was briefly censored for posting video of mobs threatening him. So, you know, I mean, these things are empirical evidence
to what you know, what's pervading in all their social media, whether it's Facebook or Google or Twitter, even though Mark Zuckerberg and the CEO of Facebook would come forward and say, "Oh no, we don't do this. You know, we're objective." Yeah. I mean, their definition of objective is clearly different than, I would say, 50% of America.
Well, that's right. And so these Google engineers, they said that when Google told Congress that they're not biasing search results and, you know, news sites in their searches, he basically said they were lying.
Yes. Well, this is what we have to deal with, and let's just see. I mean, President Trump has said, hey, look, we have an eye on you, and I don't know what else he can do because some of this damage is already being done. I mean, the mainstream media has already got, forget about thumbs on the scale, it's elbows with some of this polling evidence, but some of it is also so overwhelming that there's only so many body parts that they can put on the scale, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much of this sleaziness that you can fight. I mean, it's Google, it's Facebook, it's Twitter, it's Instagram, it's everywhere, and it's overwhelming. And you now have this Professor Epstein, you know, testifying to Congress on how he thinks that, you know, Google did influence the election by, like, what did he say, 15 million votes or something? I mean, that's enough
right,
to tip
wow.
an election.
Exactly. Yeah, it's, you know, it really laughs in the face of what, you know, former President Obama had said, that nobody could interfere with our election because it was so decentralized. Well, I guess maybe Google found a way, right?
Well, that's what I think's going on. And it's going to get worse in the 2020 election if we don't do something about it.
Well, we've got about 2 minutes left, and I wanted you to address this really quick, but this is going to beg for more time, and down the road we've got to talk about this even further, and that is the Arizona AG suing over outrageous university tuition increases. In a time when you've got Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders et al., you know, saying that we should have free tuition for everybody, and that everybody else that didn't go to college and sign on the dotted line, sign a contract saying they would pay back their tuition loans, everybody else has to pay for this.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous solution. It doesn't work. I mentioned in my article how they have free tuition in Sweden, and what mm-hmm. do the students there do? They just go spend all their student loans on rent and board instead, and food, I'm sorry. So basically, the free tuition idea doesn't work. You're better getting at the problem if you go after these greedy universities, especially the ones here in Arizona that have atrociously raised tuition by more than 300% in recent years. And nobody has the guts to take them on. Because these people are powerful, rich, they make so much money, they're some of the highest paid state employees in the state, and Mark Brnovich, our attorney general, is a long-time friend of mine. I used to work at the attorney general's office with him, and he's mm-hmm. been griping to me about this for a while, and he finally sued him 2 years ago, and the suit is winding its way through the court system right now.
Wow. Well, we're out of time. I knew we weren't going to have enough time, but this is why we've got to continue to dig deeper into this. And I'm glad you're bringing this to the forefront, because this is critical to the conversation. She's the senior editor at The Stream. Go to thestream.org for more information and to read up on more of Rachel Alexander's brilliant insight. Rachel, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Bye.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters.